Here's the news provided by Ellensburg Community Radio for Ellensburg and the windswept shrub steppe of Central Washington for Tuesday, January 21st. Ballots will be mailed today for three school district requests on the February 11th ballot. The Clallam-Roslyn School District is asking voters to approve a $6 million capital levy for safety, security, and facility improvements. The levy would allow for the collection of $2 million a year from 2026 through 2028. The money would go toward enhancing safety and security systems, upgrading traffic and bus lanes, implementing ADA compliance, renovating specialized classrooms, and upgrading athletic and gym facilities. The Damon School District seeks a maintenance and operations levy, and Thorpe proposes a levy to purchase and repair school buses. The Missoula Children's Theater will stage Treasure Island at 3 and 5:30 p.m. Saturday, and that's at the Hal Holmes Community Center. Auditions are from 4 to 6 p.m. for grades K through 12 on Tuesday. There is a $45 fee for those who received roles in the production. A portion of South Railroad Avenue will be closed for the extension of a sewer main and removal of a lift station starting today through February 21st. The closure is from 714 South Railroad Avenue to 505 South Railroad Avenue at Mercer Creek. Habitat for Humanity holds an open house from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. today in the Kittitas County Chamber of Commerce Boardroom. There will be information on Habitat's home ownership program and 12 affordable homes being built in Ellensburg. Lion Rock Visiting Writer Series, and CW Libraries present Banned Books, an event dedicated to celebrating the freedom to read and the importance of intellectual freedom from 5 to 7 p.m. Thursday. That's at the Brooks Library Student Commons. Valley Theater presents its winter play, Peter and the Starcatcher, starting on February 7th at the IOOF Oddfellows Ballroom. The play is based on the novel by Dave Barry and Ridley Pearson. Show and ticket information is on the Valley Theater website. Central Washington University's David Brown set a school record in the 60-meter hurdles at the Spokane Indoor Challenge Track meet this past weekend. Brown finished the race in 8.09 seconds to finish in second place. The time was also the second fastest in Great Northwest Athletic Conference history. The forecasted high today in Ellensburg, 40 degrees. Sunset is at 4:49 p.m. and the expected nighttime low, 22 degrees. Winds will be 5 to 15 miles per hour. What's for lunch at the Fish Open Table? Ground beef stroganoff, mixed vegetables, and pears. That lunch is open to all seniors age 60 plus from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Ellensburg Open Table and noon to 1 p.m. at the Clallam Seventh-day Adventist Church. There is a community lunch. That's for anyone needing a hot meal, and that's from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg Open Table. This is the Ellensburg Community Morning Show. I am one of the hosts for this show, DJ John Morgan. You can get all the news and events around Ellensburg and the Kittitas Valley on our website at ebergradio.org and broadcasting from the heart of Washington State. This is Ellensburg Community Radio.